The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, communication imperatives for today's leaders. The expectations for how organizational leaders communicate today are being set higher and higher. And it's not enough anymore that you're able to slice and dice a profit and loss statement or even create a killer business plan. Leaders today are expected to communicate in a fashion that creates fear in their competition, builds credibility for them and their companies, and exhibits the kind of personal communication skills that inspires others to follow their lead. Unfortunately, too many business leaders rarely receive formal training in that area. Their MBA schools give them a head full of business management knowledge, but unfortunately too often forget about the part where they need to equip the executive with the specific skills they need to actually impart their information to others in a meaningful way. The reality is most of us learned the hard way, and too many never learned at all. This session deals with a unique set of leadership communication tips for business managers and senior executives. In today's session, I'll be referring to several great books for today's organizational leaders. The first one's this, The Leadership Challenge by Kuzis and Posner. Early on in their book, their surveys reflect what employees, customers, and others value most in their business executive partners. And given today's climate of distrust, the results were not surprising. Here's the list in order of importance. Number one, people want their leaders to be honest. Number two, forward-looking. Number three, competent. And number four, inspiring. The thing I find interesting about this entire list is that all these areas have implications for how the executive communicates key messages. In nearly all our presentation skills workshops around the country, we ask a very similar question. What organizational leaders' presentations do you remember most over the years, and why? Here's what we consistently hear. They were passionate about their topic. They used stories to communicate important ideas to us. They were able to relate their message to things that were important to me. They were very down to earth. I could really relate to them. They seemed to understand me and my issues. So does this list surprise you? Well, maybe not. But I can honestly tell you that not once in all of the years of asking that question has anyone ever said, they communicate facts really well, or their charts really move me. The fact is, data is rarely memorable. People are. Statistics don't move people to action. Leaders do. In another companion book called The Leader's Voice by Clark and Crosland, they put their finger squarely on the problem today when they interviewed senior leaders all around the country representing a broad range of industries. One of the questions they asked them was this, do you think you're a good communicator? 86% of them indicated they thought they were pretty good, but the survey didn't stop there. They then talked to the people that these executives presented to, their employees, partners, and their customers, and they asked them about the same executive presenter. Maybe not so surprisingly, only 17% of them agreed with the executive. You see, today, organizational leaders don't have a presentation problem. They have a serious perception problem. And just maybe we've had the goal of presenting all wrong. You see, our biggest challenge today is no longer in simply just giving presentations. Anybody can give a presentation today. As a matter of fact, grade school kids are giving presentations today. No, our biggest challenge as organizational leaders has been with people actually getting what we've had to say. There's a world of difference between those two communication philosophies. Giving presentations is all about lumens, laptops, bullet slides, and clip art. But the focus on getting has much more to do with how we share our information, ideas, and goals. What types of visual information is remembered longer and why? Why do some of our messages evoke defensiveness while others inspire? That's the part of the equation we must understand much better as organizational leaders. Tom Peters summed it up best when he said this, "The very best leaders, almost without exception and at every level, are master users of stories and symbols, not bullets and charts. Hopefully, these insights into leadership communication have challenged something deep within you today. We desperately need organizational leaders who inspire confidence in their leadership every time they get up to talk to their employees, stockholders, partners, or customers. That's it for today. Stay tuned for more presentation tips from Distinction Communication.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.